Time to line up our next guest, Elyria Catholic boys soccer coach Jason Kempton is on the hotline with us right now. Coach Kempton, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Well, Coach, I want to get in to the game that you guys played last weekend, the Hoang Strong Memorial Classic. 67 current and former Rangers and Panthers came out to play this game together. Coach, give us an idea as to how this all came together and how it came together so quickly.
Well, it started with the North Ridgeville High School program. Coach George over there, he contacted me on Tuesday, the day after we heard the news about Jacob. And he said, hey, we would like to put something together. Brian Rose, their vice president of the Boosters, he is really the guy that should, he was behind all this. So we, out of respect for the families, we kept it kind of hush-hush and just worked on it behind the scenes and said, hey, this is something we want to do, and let's get it done.
Well, and really an incredible story, the way you guys put all that together. Every player there, they wore T-shirts with the 00, which, of course, is what Jacob Hoang wore as well. And, you know, I think it's incredible as you hear all these stories about people who interacted with Jacob. Everybody seemed to have a story about him, and all the stories were just so incredibly positive. Coach, what are some of your fondest memories of Jacob both on and off the field?
Well, on the field, I met Jacob for the first time when I first got transferred back here with the Coast Guard in 2014, I was an assistant coach under Attila Cesar at Elyria Catholic. And Jacob was our keeper for the JV program. And he came into a program that was one of the best in Division III in all of Northern Ohio and had that deer in the headlights look, stepped on the field. But at the same time, it was his smile. He's like, hey, coach, I'm here. I'm ready to get going. And right then you knew this kid was somebody special. And no matter how tough things would get at practices or during a game, he always, always kept a smile on his face and always reassured his team that we were in the game. Varsity or JV, it didn't matter. Off the field, Jacob always together with his friends, especially the ones that were in his classmates that were in the, that played soccer as well, Brad Kelling, Matt Mickelson, and Jordan Morris. They were always together, having a good time, always positive. I mean, I know people say that, but really, he was always positive. No matter what, going through soccer or, you know, just daily routine stuff. And then when things, you know, when he was diagnosed, he still stayed so positive, and which was remarkable, especially for a young man, you know, to do that. So, but everyone will talk, and I'm sure they all say it. It was his smile, because if you were in a bad mood, you couldn't be around Jacob. He would turn that right around.
Jason, it's certainly a sad story, but a remarkable story coming out of the game. I thought you guys decided kind of last minute. I don't know if you and George got together or who ended up making the decision, but
yes,
kind of in Jacob's honor to instead of playing as two separate teams, come together as the community of Elyria Catholic and North Ridgeville, and in Jacob's honor, kind of put the teams together as one solid team. How did you guys come to the conclusion to do that? Who came up with that idea?
So George mentioned it to me, and I said, there's no doubt about it. This isn't about North Ridgeville and Elyria Catholic, you know, playing a game. This is about Jacob and the families that he brought together, which were the Elyria Catholic Panthers family and the North Ridgeville Rangers family. So it was really a no-brainer. I mean, we both said, yeah, it makes total sense. We just mix the kids up. We'll put, you know, all of them in lime green on this side, and the other ones will be in black, and it doesn't matter. We're all one family today.
Coach, I think it's pretty incredible. You know, for those that did not hear the story about Jacob Hoang, he lost his 2-year-long battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma back in June at the age of 17. But, you know, there's a different way of looking at that. Some might say he lost his battle. But if you look at the impact that he had, you know, an instance like this, that leads me to believe he didn't lose his battle, because he certainly won his battle. He made the most of the time that he had here in the 17 years he was around. To see the communities come together like this and do something this special, would you agree that he won this battle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I talked to his parents, you know, just days before and a couple days after, and absolutely. I mean, Jacob didn't want us to shed tears. He wanted us to smile even more and say, you know what, we're going to come together one way or another. And that's the amazing part about Jacob. He did that to you. And that's why Saturday happened. He did that. And if one young man can do that, everyone else can definitely step up to the challenge as well and just start bringing communities together. It was one thing that we said was a community, common unity. We're all in this together, you know. So that was from Jacob.
We're talking with Elyria Catholic Boys head soccer coach Jason Kempton here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Last Saturday in North Ridgeville, and Elyria Catholic came together to play the Huang Memorial Classic. Obviously, everybody in attendance had a wonderful time. And, you know, Coach, while one team wins, one team loses, it really seemed like both sides had a wonderful time coming together for something so magnificent. You guys were able to raise some money with ticket sales, a bake sale. You guys had a 50-50 raffle, some merchandise as well. And Todd Shapiro with the Chronicle-Telegram wrote a really nice piece on this, mentioning that you guys helped to raise over $1,300 for the Huang family. Just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on the reaction you got from the Huang family when you guys presented them with the funds that were raised.
They were, you know, extremely grateful. More so with the fact that we just came together. You know, no monetary, you know, on either side of it. More so of just the amazing people behind the scenes that put this together. And just came together. And that's what their son wanted, just people to be together and enjoy the time together, no matter what it was. So they were extremely, you know, proud of their son, of course, you know, but they were even more so excited to see what he had done to bring these two schools together. And an amazing group of people, like I said earlier, that common unity, you know, we're all in this together, and we just have to make each and every one of us a little bit better, and if that means putting a Jacob smile on our face, then that's what we do.
And it really is pretty magnificent. You know, not only did two schools to come together, but two communities essentially came together with this as well. And, you know, sometimes, Coach, the best ideas come together, you know, last minute with not a whole lot of time to put it all together. And sometimes it's better if you have time to sit back and plan for it. So I guess the next question is this something that's going to become an annual affair? Is this something you guys will try and continue in future years?
Yes, we are. I spoke to George immediately after the this game and said that we would love to continue doing this for the future and don't make no change. The boys just play as mix the kids up on both teams and play. Again, that's what Jacob would want, and so that's what we're going to continue to do.
Very cool stuff. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty impressive you guys were able to put this together. I mean, 67 current and former Rangers and Panthers came out for the game, and I would imagine that's only a number that's going to improve as this thing continues as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There was, you know, and there were more alumni that showed up, you know, during the game that didn't actually step out on the field. I know there was a good handful or two for at least the Elyria Catholic side that played with Jacob, you know, from his freshman year all the way up through. So that was nice to see those boys to come back out and enjoy this day with us.
Very cool stuff. Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate you giving us some of your time here today. Obviously, a job very, very well done with the Huang Strong Memorial Classic. And, Coach, we look forward to having you on again next year to talk about the second game played here in the Memorial Classic. I know you guys had a blast and you were able to raise a lot of money for the first one. So
Yes. We
appreciate you spending some time here to talk to us about it, and you enjoy your holiday.
Hey, thank you, and you as well.
Thank you very much. Again, Elyria Catholic boys soccer coach Jason Kepta joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the Huang Strong Memorial Classic. Obviously, a sad story at the core about Jacob Huang, who lost his two-year battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on June 11th, died at the age of 17. But, Matt, I think you would agree, it's so awesome to see communities come together and find a way to celebrate the life of this young man. And not only did they raise a lot of money, they had a heck of a lot of fun doing it as well. And it sounds like everybody that came out had a really nice time.
Yeah, we talk about Lorain County a lot. Now it's such a great community, and he said it. I mean, community, coming together, everybody kind of pitching in a story like this. And I love the fact that he and the North Ridgeville coach got together before this game got underway and said, you know, this young man played in both leagues as he was young, growing up in North Ridgeville, playing on the North Ridgeville side of thing. And then, of course, he went to Elyria Catholic where he played for the Panthers. But why be separate? I think that's such a telling side of who Jacob Huang obviously was as a young man. And when you see this many people participating in an event like this, when you hear Jason talk about this young man and the impact he had on his players in such a short time in his life, not just the players but the people who were around him, and to say he was an always positive guy, I mean, that speaks very highly of the young man who obviously touched a lot of people in a short time on this earth.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I think it was also interesting how Coach had mentioned that, you know, there were a lot of alumni that just kind of showed up, and, you know, they weren't able to play, but they showed up and they watched. And, you know, as we said there towards the end of the interview, I mean, they had almost 70 come out, and you have to think that as this thing continues to grow, they'll get a lot more people to come out too. But, I mean, as he stated also, look, when you put something like that together, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, you know, with the bake sales, with the raffles, with the merchandise sales and things like that, that you imagine that now that they've got a year to get ready for the next one, this thing is only going to get bigger. But as you stated, Matt, I mean, look, it's so great to see the community come together for something like this. So those are stories that sometimes can be difficult to talk about, but, you know, some good can come of it when you see North Ridgeville and Elyria Catholic get together to make something special.